You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've known Joe Biden a long time.
Yeah. And,
look, do I think he's lost a step at age 80? Sure.
Well, what are you talking about?
Hard to believe. 13 days. 13 years ago.
$1.7 trillion.
You really have lost a step.
Matter of fact, I like babies better than people.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way.
So during Women's History Month, we celebrate and we honor the women who made history throughout history, who saw what could be unburdened by what had been.
So if the Democratic Party is a part of shutting down a platform that they have used to build community, it can harm us politically in 2024.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Well, it's not quite Howie Carr. It's Jess Machado filling in for Howie Carr today. I don't know, but Fridays are so fun around here. I don't think it's supposed to be this fun. It's serious business that we talk about, but this is pretty fun, right?
We usually serious it up a bit in the last hour.
Oh, all right.
No, you don't have to.
I'm going to put my...
Sometimes.
Yeah, no, I agree, but that was a great hour. A lot of fun. Thanks for making me laugh so much, Taylor. Welcome back, guys. I'm going to make sure that everybody listening knows this is a equal participation event here. 844-500-4242. You can call. I want to talk about this parent bill of rights. I want to talk about TikTok. I think that these are very important things that need to be discussed. One thing that I wanted to bring up was there's a couple of things on this parent bill of rights that I think are going to make this not move forward. One of the things that people are talking about is this information included that highlights gender markers, pronouns, and preferred names on school forms. So you're wondering, why would so many people be against this? What's so bad about parents knowing what their children are learning or having safe schools? There is some provisions in this that are getting Democrats really frustrated. There is a part in here that says, as a condition of receiving federal funds, any elementary school, such as defined in Section 801, or a school that consists of only middle school grades, shall be required to obtain parental consent before changing a minor's child's gender markers, pronouns, or preferred name on any school form, or allowing a child to change the child's sex-based accommodations, including locker rooms or bathrooms. So one piece of this parental bill of rights that is causing Democrats to get very upset is these two provisions, which are essentially making sure, you know, kids in elementary school and middle school don't go making decisions without the parents knowing about it and allowing it. This seems very common sense to me. This is including elementary school. So why would we not want a fourth grader to get permission from their parent to change their gender or how they're identified in school? Or why would we allow a sixth grader at a middle school to just at school say, I would like to change in a different locker room or use a different bathroom and not have the parents be aware of that? This is what is causing some Democrats to get upset and say that this is infringing on trans rights. It is potentially making children out themselves sooner than they would want to. But as a parent of four children, I view this as common sense. I don't allow my children to do much of anything without me knowing or approving of it. Why would I let my children go to school where they're just going to learn and have some sort of free rein to transition back and forth between genders, change their locker rooms. I would want to know if my child were doing that. And this particular provision in this Parent Bill of Rights seems very common sense, but it has people very upset. LGBTQ activists are saying that this could wrongfully force children to have to tell their parents sooner than they want that they are not a boy or a girl, or that they are gay. Again, conversations I think parents should already be having at home with their children, but they want to add this and say, hey, you know what? If you're in elementary school or your middle school, they kept the high schools out of it. You have to get parental permission. If you started school as a he and you want to change to a she, you need to get your parents' written permission if you would like to start using a female bathroom, if you've been using a male bathroom this whole time, or if you would like to change in a locker room, and at the beginning of the year you were a boy, and at the end of, you know, in February or March, you've made this decision that you want to move and change into a female locker room. They're just saying that parents should be made aware of that and give their permission. I think that's absolutely smart and great. Why would we not want that? And the idea that parents would isolate children from their parents in this way and make these decisions or support children making these decisions without the people who birthed them to have any control or say is astounding to me. Let's go to the phone lines. We have David that's been waiting. Hi, David. Thanks for holding.
Hi. My son came over. Well, actually, it was my stepson came over from Russia. And he got bullied because he was a Russian. And the teachers didn't do anything. And this taught me some things, because we got called into the office one day, and they said he pushed a kid up against the wall. And I said, is that all? They said, well, what do you mean? I said, we've been through this before. You know what, kids don't get along with him, and you're not watching. They kick him in the ankle, and finally he gets upset, and he pushes the kid up against the wall. And you see him pushing him up against the wall, but you never see him kicking the ankle. You teachers are the problem. The school system is the problem, because they're not doing what they should be doing. They're not paying attention. They're not listening. I mean, I've told them many times, and they just let it go. And, I mean, if this went further because the child didn't have a parent that was, you know, involved in this and giving him advice on how to handle this thing, what's to stop him from getting upset and finally going home, getting the gun, and coming back and shooting him?
Well, I mean, as a parent, I can tell you bullying and the behavior of other students in school has been a problem for quite some time. Schools, in my opinion, have to be very careful with what they can and can't do. They can't say certain things. The Parental Bill of Rights, though, does include a piece that says parents have the right to keep their children safe, stating that schools must notify parents of violent activity occurring on school grounds or at school-sponsored events, while still protecting the privacy of the students involved in the incidents. I can tell you, for example, what this would look like. If you currently have a child in, say, a school down in Bristol County, and your child is disrupting the classroom, he's picking up a chair and he's throwing it across the room. The rules that are currently in place is that the teachers remove all of the other children from this class. They go to a different space. And the child who is doing the disrupting stays put. He can throw his chairs, he can throw his books, and you remove the children from the classroom. You bring them to another area. So their learning is disrupted. They can't touch the child. They can't grab him. They can't remove him from the classroom. They have to wait for a certain type of person to come in. And these children were being removed from a classroom all the time. And a parent had reached out to me and said, my child is being removed from this classroom 4 or 5 times in a week. And when we really got to the bottom of it, it was that the disruption, the child that was doing the, you know, aggressive behavior, he was left in the room alone. And the parents were never being told about what was happening. The Parental Bill of Rights adds a provision here that says parents should be made aware of every incident that has violence attached to it occurring on school grounds. I like that. Let's go to the next caller. Greg wants to talk about what kids are taught. Let's talk about that, Greg.
Jess, I love your work. I love what you're doing. This is the first time I've really heard about you or heard from you, and you got to keep up your fight. This is awesome.
Thank you.
But basically, I had heard you earlier say something that you weren't concerned about learning about what they're teaching in math, learning about what they're teaching in history. You're only concerned about what they're teaching in health. And actually, if you really go back and look into the math and the history, you're going to see that they're putting in all these programs into the math and the history.
Like what? What kind of programs, Greg?
CRTC.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like if there's a math problem that's saying about someone having so many apples, they're bringing these types of language into those types of conversations. I'll be honest with you, Greg, as a parent with children in school, and I've got three between middle school and high school, I only have so much time in the day. I guess you're right. I want to look at everything, but on my radar is, what are they teaching in health class? What are they teaching about sex ed? What are they talking, or when are they talking about critical race theory, equity, equality? Those are the things that I really am interested in right now. I don't know if we have the time to get into everything. I mean, back in the day, you sent your kid to school, they spent 8 hours there, and they learned all of these subjects, and then they came home. And now I can tell you, and I'm sure many other parents agree, we send them to these buildings and we don't know if they are safe, if they are going to get shot, if they're going to get hurt, if they're going to get bullied, if they're going to be exposed to sex ed in a manner or a way that we don't approve or agree with. And in order for us to stop all of that, guess what? Parents have to go to school committee meetings and speak up and say, hey, we don't want this, we don't want that, or we want this. And then we're labeled, terrorists. I don't know what else to tell you. Hopefully this Bill of Rights would help, you know, put some things in place so parents don't have to fight for these things. But I don't have any confidence in that. I think parents have to stay awake. I think they have to pay attention. We have to change how we're raising our kids. We have to be more involved. We can't be as hands off as we were before. Let's go. Yeah, we have some other callers, but we're going to take a break now. 844-500-4242. You can also text us at 617-213-1066. And we'll keep talking about this when we come back. I'm Jess, and this is Howie.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I am your host for the next half hour or so, Jess Machado. 844-500-4242. You guys can call in. Let's talk. But before we do that, let's go over our poll question for the day, which is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh is delivering great tasting recipes like dietitian win options that are under 700 calories and protein smart choices with 30 grams or more of protein. You can go to HelloFresh.com/Howie60, code Howie60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Taylor, what is our poll question of the day?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, do you think TikTok presents a threat to the United States?
Have we moved the needle at all? Have we?
Not really. 91%.
Still at 91%. We haven't had a chance to talk about TikTok because we've been talking about the parent bill of rights. But you can still vote. So go over and do that. I don't know if anybody noticed, but while I was talking, I removed my wristwatch underneath the desk, just like our French friend president who took his watch off.
Is yours worth $86,000?
It is not. It is not. I bought it in Fall River. Let's go to the lines. I want to keep talking about the Parent Bill of Rights. I know you might want to do that as well. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, how's it going? Thanks for holding.
Hey, thank you very much. What a like huge subject, and I'm like, I don't know where to begin, but I'll just have to pick one spot. But when my kids were in school, this is quite a while back, probably 12 or even 15 years ago, elementary school age. And my kids were told that they couldn't have a Christmas party and they couldn't say Merry Christmas and celebrate Christmas in any way. But the principal and her wife, which I have no issues with whatsoever, made a point of making sure the kids were aware of their situation and their arrangement with their new adopted daughter. And the kids were like, had questions about all this. It was very new. It's like, you know, it's non-traditional at this point, but still, it's okay. But, you know, the kids were forced to, like, you know, understand their lifestyle choices or whatever it was. But I went and met with the principal, and I said, look, you know, you can't let my kids celebrate Christmas. Instead of excluding Christmas, why don't you include Hanukkah? You know, why don't you put a Kwanzaa tree and, you know, talk about the different faiths in every corner of the school so they can learn rather than omit Christmas because it, you know, it makes the others left out. But yet everything else these kids are trying to accept. And I have a real bone to pick with teachers. I don't think teachers are in there for the right reason anymore. And I hope there's teachers out there that get mad at what I'm saying. But I think the majority of teachers are in there for the wrong reason, because why else would you ever take elementary school students and put a political bend on what you're there for, to where all this controversy is coming up? You know, it's like they're trying to groom them to be of a certain political viewpoint purely because you have them captive for 8 or 10 hours a day.
Yeah, and Mark, I agree with you. They have them sometimes for the majority of the day, especially if you're a parent that works second shift. The school is really the primary influence. I'm really glad you brought up the piece about Christmas and excluding that from the school. I actually experienced that where my son's class was told that they were not going to be exchanging Christmas cards. And it could be the fire that started in me going back 10 years when this occurred. I was so infuriated. I brought this up to the administration. I was told that they had a child in the class that did not celebrate Christmas, and therefore it was offensive to this child. And so they could not exchange Christmas cards. Like the caller, I had suggested, well, let's make that child the mailman, and he can go and wear a mail hat and have a mail, you know, a thing to carry all the cards in, and he can be the delivery guy. So he could participate, but not participate. So he wasn't being included in the Christmas card thing per se, but he was being included in the event. And it got shut down. They didn't do it. And I think that was probably one of the first times as a parent I started to say, I don't really like what's going on in our schools. To what the caller also said, by the way, I have 4 children. I encourage all of them to become teachers. Go to school and become a teacher. My oldest daughter is graduating with a degree in, speech pathology to go work in schools. Get your Republican children to go to college and become teachers. And let's try to change that. Why is it that Republicans or conservatives aren't teaching? Why is it that there are more liberals and more Democrats that are teaching? What am I missing with this? Because when my kids are talking about what they want to be when they grow up, I'm consistently saying, why not go teach in schools? We need more people influencing our children that have conservative traditional values. So great call. Thanks, Mark, for calling in. We were talking about the Parent Bill of Rights, but earlier today, we were also having conversations about TikTok, these conversations that are taking place with trying to determine whether or not TikTok is harmful to our children, I guess harmful to America overall from a parent perspective. I think it is. We're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm Jess, and this is Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show. I'm your host for the rest of the time here, Jess Machado. We've been talking about the Parent Bill of Rights. It's a big subject, talking about schools, what parents have access to, how to make our schools more accessible to parents, ensuring our children are safe, ensuring they're learning what they want, we think that they should learn, but more and less about parents having control over where their children spend the majority of their day. One of our texters, and by the way, you can text us at 617-213-1066. One of our texters from, let's see, the 603 said something can, wrong, sorry, we don't want to, wrong, from the 413. It's really simple when you think about it. For more than 3 seconds, the left's goal is to create a dazed and confused populace who are much easier to control. It's so obvious what they are up to. You know, a couple of years ago, I'm not sure it would have been that clear to me. But, you know, now where we're at, I definitely think that the left sees the schools that our children attend as the vessel to get information to these children at an early age. And it starts very early. The sex ed education, the health programs, integrating CRT into our elementary school level children is there. It's happening. And this parental bill of rights is giving parents the opportunity to see that curriculum and then be able to go to a meeting or go speak with an administrator and be able to say, hey, I don't like it. One of the things on this Bill of Rights, by the way, says parents have the right to be heard. Asking for teachers to offer in-person meetings. Parents must be allowed to address the school board. Educators and policy makers must respect the First Amendment right of parents. And school districts should consider community feedback when making decisions. Sometimes that's easier said than done. Let's go to the lines. Ray has been waiting. Hey, Ray, thanks for holding.
Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm well. How are you? What's up?
Good. Just to preface my remarks, I'm a former military. I'm retired, former military, former police. And I'm in my mid-70s.
Thank you for your service, Ray.
Thank you very much for saying that, yeah. I grew up in the wild 60s when things were really crazy, and but nothing compared to this. I mean, this is, I have seen such a transformation in the guts. I'm a parent, by the way. I have seen such a transformation in the lack of guts, I should say, on the part of parents. I mean, I understand people are busy, they got to work, and they need, you know, to put children in school, stuff like that. But to get to the point in 2023 where we have to have a parents' bill of rights, that otherwise if we don't have it, the parents' rights are usurped by the school teachers and the school administrators, this is absolute insanity. And there's an old expression, I don't know who said it, I'd give it proper attribution if I could, but what you tolerate, you get more of. We have put our kids in school to read, write, learn history, learn, you know, things that are going to help them in life. We don't put them in indoctrination centers to teach them against our parental values as the parents of those children. And I'm told this is true, and I don't know because my kids have been out of school for a while. But I'm told that in some situations, some school areas, that like if the school nurse has to see a child for not feeling well or whatever it is, and if he or she wants to give the child an aspirin, they need, I don't know if this is true, I've heard this many times, so I assume it possibly has some value in it, but if they want to give the child an aspirin, they need parental consent.
Yes, Ray, you are, don't get me started. No, they can never give your child a Tylenol or an aspirin. They cannot do that. Take it from me. It can't happen. You're right. It is a little crazy. I do wonder, how did we get here? But as a parent that has spoken up at many school committee meetings, I submit public records requests for fun, by the way, in my school district, and asking, hey, by the way, when's the last time your teachers were going to a training involving equity? And then they send me a message back and they say, not yet. Don't worry. You're okay. It's a lot of work. I think what you need to do is, if you find a person in your community, by the way, that is willing to do that, step up to the plate, you know, jump into the fire, support that parent as much as you can. Give them whatever they need to help them advocate for you. Teachers' unions have representatives all the time. School committees have no longer become a representative of parents, by the way. They have become a representative for the administration and for the MTA in Massachusetts, these teachers' unions. Parents have to be the advocates for themselves. Let's go to Rick. He wants to talk about this as well. Taylor's telling me, you don't always have to read it, but it's good for me. Rick, what's going on?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Are you a teacher?
No.
Okay, I'm not either. I'm not involved with the Department of Education. If I've heard of questionnaires being given to kids as young as 9, Do you feel uncomfortable with your sexuality? Do you feel your gender is this? A questionnaire about these things.
Yes.
If you or I, or even a police officer or a fireman, asked a 9-year-old kid these questions, they'd be arrested.
Right.
Why is a teacher different?
Well, because they can, and nobody's stopping them. I can give you another quick example. In many school districts around the state of Massachusetts, they pull your children out of school for about 15 minutes and measure their body mass index. This has been going on for years where the state wants that information. They want to know how fat your children are so they can manipulate that data however they see fit. And your child gets pulled out of class and they measure that information. They take it, they send it to the state, and your kid goes back to class. In our district, I said, I don't want my child to be pulled out of class. And now they send a letter home where you can opt in or out of this. And I think it was only because one parent said, hey, I don't think I like this. We've changed how this works. And I think it takes that. It takes for parents to speak up and say, hey, I don't like this, and then try to make change. I hate to say it. Parents can't be lazy. We cannot just let the schools go on the way that they were. You have to get involved. You have to speak up because nobody else is advocating for your children. It's just you. Hal wants to talk. Let's go to Hal. Thanks, Hal, for waiting.
Hi, Jess.
Hi.
There's a Latin expression, in loco parentis, meaning in the place of the parents. And that was the benchmark for all schools, all civic organizations that had your children without the parents being there, that they wouldn't do anything that would represent the parents. And unfortunately, we've allowed this to happen as time went on. My solution was homeschooling. We homeschooled our children, and it wasn't easy in the early 90s, but today it's much easier.
I agree.
There's so many opportunities out there. And there's a great group based in Massachusetts called Mass Hope, H-O-P-E, and they have their annual convention at the end of April, the last weekend in Sturbridge Village. Go to their website, and because it's not going to get any better. The very fact that these teachers are willing to do these kinds of things, I wouldn't want my children around people who would teach these kinds of things and promote these kinds of things. To me, they're dangerous people to be avoided at all costs.
I agree, pal. Hal, one of the things I liked about homeschooling now, right, especially post-COVID, is a lot of people opted to keep their children out of school after COVID, returned children back. And these great groups have popped up. It's allowed for the socialization of children that wasn't necessarily there before with homeschooling. So I agree with you. It has definitely come a long way than it has in the past 20 years. I like it. Also, voc tech schools have really become more popular for a lot of different reasons. They're focused on trade. They're focused on skill. And they're not so much focused on BLM or equity. And I think that's what's making it more attractive. Enrollment is going crazy in these schools. And we have a problem because there's so many kids that want to go. It's not always based in the trade. It's about getting out of the regular public schools. John, you want to talk about schools with me? Let's go.
Hi, this is John from Pennsylvania.
Hey, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
Thank
good.
You for filling in for Howie.
Of
yes,
course.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You're doing a good job. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
I'm 67 years old, okay? I am a veteran school teacher. I went through the mill. There was once upon a time when teaching was really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think back of the 80s and the early 90s before, you know, the stuff hit the fan, okay? And it was a wonderful time. We actually taught kids how to... I taught French and German, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kids really learned stuff. They were wonderful people. I loved it. I just can't believe how things have degenerated the way they have. And I'll tell you one thing, Jess, okay? When you talk about school boards and you talk about administrators and teachers in general nowadays, one thing I learned a long time ago, that there is one thing that is sacrosanct. Teachers will not push, do anything that will jeopardize their pension.
Right.
Okay? There is absolutely nothing. I was kind of a firebrand, a renegade, never joined the union. Okay?
Really?
I was one teacher out of 500 in the district that I worked in southeastern Pennsylvania. I was the only one that did not join, would not sign on the dotted line. They could fair share me all they wanted. They did not get my signature.
I would have loved you, John. I say, it might get me in trouble. I say the Massachusetts Teachers Union is the biggest mafia in the state. They control everything. They control the vote. They control everything when they really should just be focused on teaching. You know, our teachers union was against adding SROs recently down in the bayou. Can you imagine teachers biting off their nose to spite their face and saying, we think cops in schools are bad, instead of saying, sure, add another SRO. Keep our school safe. Keep me safe. I'm here. You would think that they would want to be safe. But they're so hell-bent on staying focused on this left agenda that they will vote against adding a police officer to keep not only their students safe, but them safe. Do we have time for one more call, Taylor? Let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Hi, good evening. Do you know that every school committee in Massachusetts board, and that's the city of Boston, and last month, a city councilor proposed to have the school go back to the elected committee, and the mayor of Boston vetoed it.
Yeah, Paul, unfortunately, I can't hear you because there's some beeping going on. I apologize. I don't know what's going on in Boston. But let me just remind parents, anybody who is a parent that is listening, you do have some control. Get more organized and vote for your school committee people. I said this last year, the school committees and schools and parents, that's the front line of everything that's going on in this country right now. They're starting it that far back. You need to start that far back. We can try to stop things going on at our libraries and all of those things. School is where it's at. It's the front line. And I think parents have been aware of it. I think they see what's going on. I think they want change. I think they want to get more involved. Sometimes they don't know how, and it always goes back to voting. Vote for your conservative candidates for school committee. You run for school committee. Volunteer your time. Get involved, and then you can control these things. You don't necessarily need, you know, the House or the Senate to pass a parental bill of rights. You have control. You can go to your school committee meeting. If people aren't going to let you speak, then you reelect people and get new people elected, and then they make the rules. Whatever happened to power to the people? Why do we feel that we have no control when we have all the control by voting? I mean, these people are put in leadership roles by votes. And I hate to say it, but sometimes, you know, Democrats, they really learned how to leverage the mail-in voting, the early voting, you know, especially post-COVID. They've really been able to, you know, leverage this voting option to their benefit. And sometimes I feel like Republicans just are a little too lazy when it comes to that. I think we've got to wake up. Same way I was saying about parents, and just got to be a little bit more proactive. We need to get out the vote. We need to work and get people elected, even at that lowest level. And by the way, that's a great way to build your bench for state roles. And then further on down in Washington, everybody should start somewhere. Instead of Republicans, you know, just plucking people out and throwing them up against these Dems and losing these races, a.k.a. Jeff Deal here in Massachusetts, start working your school committees and your smaller town, you know, municipalities to get people, get their feet wet in local government and get them exposed to representing conservatives. And let them do their work and then maybe move on. And then, hey, by the way, before you know it, we've got a bench. We've got some good Republicans that are ready to serve as state rep or a senator, for crying out loud. I mean, it all starts, I think, schools and families and homes are the front line. The war on families is obviously a real thing. And I don't think you need to be a parent to know that. Let's go to the lines, Mike. We can get a call in. Oh, we got to take a break. All right, let's do that. You can call 844-500-4242. I'm Jess. I'm filling in for Howie Carr, and we'll be right back after this.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
I'm talking about the rights of parents in this gallery today. The National Parents Union is here saying don't do this. I have a letter that I'd like to submit where they are asking the Republican Party to keep culture wars out of classrooms. Our children need urgent and aggressive educational solutions. The American Library Association coming out against this Republican proposal. When we talk about progressive values, I can say what my progressive value is, and that is freedom over fascism. Thank you very much.
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
I had to take my headphones off for that. It was just, honestly, it's too much. It's too much. Let's go to Nate. He's been waiting. Nate, what's going on?
Yes. So it's funny. I read an article today in Newsmax. One of them says that AOC's rationale for this bill being bad is that it offends the LGBTQ community. If parents know that their kid might be, you know, wanting to transition, so on and so forth.
Right.
Then today, an LGBTQ group, HRC, files a lawsuit against the state of Florida saying parents have a right to treat their children and provide transgender medical care. So why isn't McCarthy and why aren't the GOP speaking up and saying, look, you have an opportunity to understand what's going on in your kids. Yes, parents do have a right, and more kids are going to wind up shooting each other in school if we don't know what their mental state is, because the teachers are hiding it from parents.
I agree with you, Nate. There's a lot that they're hiding. There's a lot that we can't see or hear. Hopefully the Parental Bill of Rights will help us. But if not, get active in your local school committees. How about that? Guys, you can catch me tomorrow on 1420 WBSM. I'm Jess Machado. Have a great Friday, everybody.
Bye, Bing.